Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Friday, May 2nd. It's May. We've got an Alice escape going on with Bruno Mars. All this week, we have code words for you throughout the day. About 2 hours from now, 8:05, we have your chance to win this Alice escape. Oh, Bruno in Vegas. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Around lunchtime, 12:05, and then at 3, 4, 5, and 6, all on the 05s, every hour of Jane's show, you have your chance to get yourself in on this Alice escape to Vegas with Bruno Mars. We'll give you a code word, you text it to our contest line, and then you're in the running. It's not just Bruno Mars in Las Vegas at Dolby Live on September 3rd. It's a two-night hotel stay. It's airfare, round-trip airfare for you and a guest. So it's a big deal. These Alice escapes are awesome, and we're psyched for you to win one. So participate. Maybe you'll get to do that. I'm going to start with some terrible news. Jill Sobule. Do you remember that name?
Is that the lady that you loved so much and she turned out to be a total jerk?
No. No. In fact, that lady, her name is, of course, escaping me right now.
Is it Jillian Sibbery?
It's something Sibbery. Jane Sibbery. Right?
The actress?
No. There's this lady in a band that Sarah was like, this is the biggest thing. I love this lady.
Yeah.
She's the best. We're going to interview her. It's going to be amazing.
She was in town, Jane Sibbery.
And I think, didn't Village come out or something for it, too?
Yeah, that's her.
People came out for this thing.
Yeah, like went to the show.
It was huge thing, and she turned out to be a total jerk. Like, within 1 second, the interview was ruined.
She was very, you know what it was, is she was sort of like one of those people who's doing it all on their own, like, put out her own record, super independent. And she, you know, here's a major station with a huge signal trying to, she just felt like it was disingenuous to her fans. Like she needed to be independent or something. I don't know what it was. She came in with an attitude like, you guys, I was like, I love you. That's why we invited you on. Thank you for coming in. And she's all like over it.
But that's not who we're talking about.
Right.
No, that's, you're right. That is, this is what we do. This is how we do it.
I don't know Jill Sobule.
Jill Sobule. You do know Jill Sobule. So I went, I know that name. And then Maddie said, she does the song, I Kissed a Girl. And I went, wait, isn't that Katy Perry? And then I said, oh yeah, hold on. There was another I Kissed a Girl song. Years before, you do know it. Listen to this. We played it at DRE. And
here you go.
I say we played it here too.
You'll also see a cameo in this.
Okay, so where this is. Remember this?
I do.
We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl.
So, this is a song from like, I want to say 1995. Is that what we thought it was? She There's Fabio.
Beautiful.
Boy, look at how young he looks. How young everybody looks.
And this was a long time
Jill
ago.
Jill Sobule is a singer-songwriter and mostly known for that song, I Kissed a Girl. And she passed away at the age of 66.
What?
In a house fire. So she was staying with a friend in a suburb of St. Paul, Minnesota. And the house burned down.
And they couldn't get out.
Yesterday. And she died in the house fire.
Oh, was the fire like overnight?
This was at some point yesterday. It must have been maybe that like people were asleep in the house.
The story just came down. May 1st is the date on it.
They're saying it happened yesterday. So either overnight yesterday or overnight last night.
Okay.
Her death has been confirmed. This is Jill Sobule, renowned for her 95 hit, I Kissed a Girl. So is that it? In fact, I think there was like a thing that they had planned for the 30th anniversary, a reissue of the album that was on. But she was like, that song was a pretty good size hit.
It was a hit.
You're 30 years old, Bob. No, nothing.
Never heard of this. No. Never heard that song. Never heard of this person. May they rest in peace.
Yes. Did you, were you born in 1995?
That was the year I was born.
Yeah.
So your mom might have been listening to this in utero. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Does your mom listen to this station?
No, they're from Philly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know she can listen on the app.
Now
she can.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, okay, good.
Actually, I think she listens in a browser on her phone. But
no, you know
whatever works.
We're happy.
As a 65-year-old woman.
Mrs.
Does.
Bob, whatever right. works, good with us. Nice to have you, though. Thank you for listening.
Jill Sobule's career spanned 3 decades, 12 albums. By the way, I Kissed a Girl, one of the first openly queer-themed songs to reach the Billboard Top 20. Another track, Supermodel, was featured in Clueless.
By her?
Yes, by Jill Sobule.
Okay.
And they say it cemented her place in pop culture. Beyond her music, she was an advocate for LGBTQ+ rights. Also tackled themes like anorexia and depression in her work. And she did a musical theater production, an autobiographical show called F Seventh Grade.
Seventh Grade is brutal. I'm with her.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? That is such a universal theme.
That's when I accidentally shaved part of my legs. Like, it just the things that happen to you and then you're just...
And the struggle to fit in. And figure out who you are, even more than that. Anyway,
I was good at defending myself and fighting for my, but I couldn't, there was nothing I could say about the shaved legs. Like they'd just go pull your socks down and I'd be like, I can't.
No,
like, this is indefensible.
I love Wookiees.
Speaking of stage shows, by the way, so there you go. Jill, if you're just joining us, Jill Sobule, she was like,
sorry to hear it.
The original I Kissed a Girl song.
66 now more than ever feels like
tomorrow.
Yeah, like you're 66, like that's...
Yeah, you still have lots of time.
You should have that.
You should, yes. A new stage production, listen carefully to this, you guys, because this is how tuned in theater people are. Like people who know about the theater and care about the theater, like the Tony nominations are out today, or maybe the awards happened. I don't even know. This is how not tuned in I am to it. Like people who buy season tickets... For seasons at playhouses and all the big theaters. We've got a theater district here, not like New York has, but for Broadway. But still, this is happening here in San Francisco, and you cannot get a ticket for this. It is already sold out, completely sold out, the whole run. It is called Luigi the Musical. This is the story, the true story of Luigi Mangione.
Oh, not my dad.
The murderer.
The murderer, not your dad.
Oh, okay.
A new stage production called Luigi the Musical set to premiere June 13th, 2025 at Taylor Street Theater in San Francisco. The entire run is already sold out. The musical offers a darkly comedic reimagining of the story. He is, of course, currently facing state and federal charges, including the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. If you forget who this guy was, he was like the hot murderer everyone was so into for a while. He's pleaded not guilty. His trial's coming up in December. They're looking for the death penalty if convicted. They're calling this a wildly irreverent, razor-sharp comedy. And it portrays him, Mangione, as an accidental folk hero It also, let's see, Sean Diddy Combs and Sam Bankman-Fried will also be represented as characters in this in this play. You know what this sort of reminds me of is Beach Blanket Babylon. They would like rip a headline and create like a whole thing around it each week. Anyway, it's completely sold out, so maybe they'll extend the run. But Luigi, the musical, that's quick turnaround, feels like.
Well, the folk hero thing is true for some people. I do know our system's broken, and I understand there are people who sympathize with, you know, his cause or whatever it was. But
yeah, absolutely.
You can't shoot people, dude.
No, nope. That's
in the back, right. By the way.
Right. The whole thing. Don't shoot people. Like, what's weirder, you're mad, don't shoot people.
And I'm not trying to, in any way, shape, or form, side with the guy. But what's weird is, for a minute there, it seemed like whoever did this was gonna get away with it. Like, the way they did the shooting, split, there were no clues. And then the guy's, like, in upstate, where was he? Like, Pennsylvania, in a fast food restaurant.
Because they had the one photo of him flirting with the lady at the hostel he was staying at or something.
But she asked him to pull down his mask or something.
Right. Or pull it, right, something. It was like kind of an overhead shot, which it didn't even seem like something you could identify somebody off of. Like, there's plenty of people with noses and cheeks, you know, as you're looking down over the top of them.
But just as a reporter reading the story from beginning, it felt like this person's gone in the wind.
And then, boom,
and then no.
They got him.
Like, he didn't get in the wind. He went to go get a Big Mac. What?
Yeah, people got to eat.
Well,
I know.
Cross the border, disappear, and get out if you're murder guy.
Just lay low for a while, at least, right?
Like, what? Anyway.
Get a hibachi at a campsite. Come on.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear. You know what? At least the arts are thriving.
That's right.
Great news.
Theater alive and well. And it is the Tony nominations that came down. Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. They're doing a play called Othello, which you may have heard of. And it's having record weeks on Broadway. Guess how many nominations they got?
43.
Anybody else want to guess?
I already know the answer.
9.
0. They got no nominations, showing that performance over name recognition. That's what the point they're trying to make here, I guess. I don't know. George Clooney did get nominated, so he must be good in his play. And just quickly, I want to do this Kanye West story real quick. I do have a lot of stories today.
Oh, good.
Yes. It was a good day to come in on. Nothing mad. I don't have any follow-up on the Selena and Benny Blanco thing. So if we see anything, make sure you get that right to me.
I thought about that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the way they are, because they're, or at least she's, a huge star. So I could see that
she's made him a big star.
I understand.
I'm sure he was famous in his circles.
In his own way, sure. Mm. But I also don't think he had trouble going to the grocery store before this.
No.
Not at all.
Ever. Until now.
Anyway, I just feel like maybe she travels and that's why he might find himself out with her best friend. I don't know. It just doesn't. I couldn't figure it out. I just thought there's no way that I would be out with one of Christina's best friends without her knowledge.
Right.
It just wouldn't happen. And I don't even mean it just wouldn't happen.
Well, we don't know if she knew or not, you know?
Yeah. Well, except she unfollowed her friend, her best friend.
There's beef.
And it feels like there's beef. And among he's following the, her, listen, her OnlyFans page.
Among the kids.
Yeah.
Unfollowing someone is a middle finger from the kids. Like the kids who, my buddy's daughter was like, this person's following that person, but they're not following me. What could that mean? I don't know. But that's
the way it is
for them. Like, that's how they're living.
Right. So I'm saying that's, there's something here.
Right. And I'm saying, yes, yep. I agree.
It's smoky. So anyway, take a look and see if you find anything else. It wasn't,
we're on it in here.
It also wasn't everywhere the way I expected it to be. So did Yahoo make this story up?
I think that they have very good PR people and they have been like, No, this is not a story.
But I would think even that, if you talked to, if the PR people are out there squashing it, other outlets would say, it's not true. This is, here's what we know. Here's what they're saying. People are looking for stories. If there's a story here, it's going to get told.
You're doing it right now.
I'm not. I'm literally not.
You're the Hollywood.
I'm not telling the story.
Reporter.
I'm saying I wish there was a story that I could tell you that I could read off of TMZ. That's what I'm telling you. I do not go to Hollywood and pound the pavement looking for stories, seeing who's at the Ivy.
Well, you have people for that. Let's be honest. Your job is at home in the hot tub.
It is a job. That is for sure. Kanye West, yay, and his wife, Bianca Censori.
Yeah.
Blink twice. I read this first sentence and I'm thinking, oh, he's going to try and get those teeth fixed. You know how he's got the titanium.
They're awful. Insert?
It's just horrible. Well, they whittled his teeth down to stubs and put this whole, like it's a solid piece grill, these black titanium teeth. Although I think, did they have like a chrome overlay? Sometimes they actually look kind of like a matte chrome or something. Anyways, I read the headline and I'm like, oh, he's finally going to get those teeth fixed, getting his real teeth back and stop lisping. So Kanye West and Bianca Censori have announced plans to sue Beverly Hills dentist Dr. Thomas Connolly for alleged medical malpractice and other offenses. And I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to get him. Those teeth are bad. They claim that he gave him too much nitrous. That's that they're not mad about the teeth. They're mad that he gave him too much nitrous.
That happened to me once.
Too much nitrous?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I started feeling like the chair was flipping backwards.
Oh.
Like spinning all the way feet overhead.
Were you freaking out?
That sounds fun.
Well, you know that feeling when you're falling asleep and you go. Like
yes,
I had
sure.
that feeling like, what the? And it was because I was starting to spin.
Hmm. Anyway, nitrous in large amounts is what they're claiming. Dr. Connolly administered excessive amounts of nitrous oxide. This is laughing gas, and it's, I don't even know if, do dentists even really do this anymore? I've
yes.
never once been offered, I would be like, yes, give me the nitrous, give it to me. And they never have offered it. Maybe I just am wearing it on my sleeve like, hey.
You don't even go to the dentist. What are you talking about?
Of course I go to the dentist. I haven't had anything done except for this stuff around my gums. That was a fail. Oh. Anyway, what are you looking at me like that for?
I
don't. What?
I'm listening to you. What are you talking about?
You're looking
about?
At me with a look of consternation on
well,
your face.
Well, you don't go to the dentist. You hate the dentist.
I do hate the dentist. It doesn't mean I don't go to the dentist. I was thinking about getting caps. Get my teeth capped. What do you think?
Why?
Well, talk about the upsell. What are you doing?
No, I'm upselling myself.
Right.
Because I can't, you know, whatever. You're right. Back to the story. The couple, Kanye and Bianca, allege that Dr. Connolly charged Ye $50,000 a month for the gas and attempted to seize control of his brand while he was incapacitated. Does it sound like paranoia?
Yeah. Yep.
I suppose if the guy's taking $50,000 a month, though, that would be something documentable. Anyway, they filed a complaint with the California Dental Board in 2024. Dr. Connolly says, no, I didn't.
You know.
But we'll see how it goes, right? I was just amazed to see a dental story about Kanye West that didn't include, I've realized I made a huge mistake. I can't believe I let that guy do this to me.
Well, I don't know what that took to get those on. How, you're saying months? Or $50,000 a month for how long? Like how many appointments did he?
They do not say that. But to think that, okay, maybe he was having all this dental work done and somehow was getting money out of him. Why would this guy ever try to seize somebody's brand? Like, I don't understand. That's
don't
the
know.
Part that seems so ridiculous
yeah, that is
to
ridiculous,
me.
I did a ton of nitrous in the 90s. I turned out just fine.
I don't know.
Seized any brand.
I definitely feel like I did some damage with nitrous. It is.
You love that stuff?
It's all.
I don't. I mean, it's not something I do now, but in the 90s, yeah.
Well, of course not
me
now.
Give me a giant
but...
balloon of it, and I was, yeah.
Happy.
No, oh, it's just never.
Loved it.
It's not.
Did you two ever do it together?
I think so. Probably, I think at a New Year's Eve party.
I think we did once, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
the little.
Yeah. I had the whole setup at one point. It's great.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
So, it's so, you know what, kids, listen. You're just inhaling a gas. It gives you like this like 30 second fun buzz, and then you're more hungover and feel more stupid than you ever have. I definitely feel like I would be 15% smarter than I am right now if I hadn't just done that way too much.
I wouldn't
in the
have
90s.
Forgot my phone this morning if I had.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Do you have to go pro in everything?
If by screwing everything up by doing it too much is going pro, then apparently I do. Oh, yeah. All right, what's coming up?
News is next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Ticks are scary, and they don't just go away on their own. These small pests thrive in your yard waiting for a chance to latch on.
Oh, latching on.
And make us sick.
I don't like it.
Left untreated, a tick problem can creep in quickly and quietly. Take action today. It's a must. Mention you heard about ATCO on Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any tick treatment.
Oh, that's a nice deal.
That's atcopestcontrol.com. Check them out.
Okay.
one of those things that you put on your list, like, I got to do this, but then it keeps getting pushed back because you're like, well, we got to go to lunch today, so I get it done.
Gotta eat. I gotta
like
right.
Really get it done. It's one of those things.
It's
like,
easy too.
Yeah. Call ATCO. Yes. Let them handle it. ATCOPestControl.com. Okay. Morning clouds, sun later, highs in the 60s and 70s, very much like yesterday.
Such a nice
did
day.
You like yesterday?
I did. I loved
then
it.
You're gonna like today.
All right.
The Warriors are up 3-2 in their series, and Game 6 is here at home tonight, 6 p.m. versus Houston. I ended up leaving the last game. Not leaving. I wasn't at it. I was at home.
Departing the channel.
Yeah. I had some Survivor to watch and stuff, so I just went, okay, it's clear. We're getting our asses kicked. They pulled a bunch of the starters like by the third quarter and just went, we'll give them this one. But this one, Game 6, we need this. We want to win here at home.
That's where we want to win.
Go Warriors.
Yes, Warriors. Also, you don't want to be in that seventh game.
No, like, you
that's
don't.
That's just not, mm-mm. We don't want that. Mm-mm. Move on. Mm-mm. We want rest.
There's a new term out there, Sarah. I know you're, busy.
Hip to all the busy.
No,
yes,
I was
okay. Up to all the terms. I was thinking. I think you were going to go.
Oh
there.
No! I was going the opposite. Actually, these things can get past you.
No, they can't. That's what I have you for.
The kids are talking about this new term called barebacking.
Oh, this new term, huh?
Yeah.
Barebacking.
Barebacking.
What do the kids think barebacking means?
There's a new TikTok that talks about barebacking on a train.
Oh,
or a subway.
I think you've told us about barebacking.
Actually, it's.
Is this the thing where you just stare at the back of the seat in front
of
you?
That's called raw dogging.
That's raw dogging?
That's raw dogging, yeah. The one
but
of the biggest
really
viral terms last year.
Means.
The right. The getting on a plane with no tech or entertainment
that's
and staring at that's raw dogging.
Okay.
Being putty.
Right.
Tell me what barebacking is. What could barebacking be?
It's commuting without preoccupying yourself with your phone, video games, or even old school stuff like books, newspapers, or magazines. Nothing. So it's very much like raw dogging, except instead of being on a trip to somewhere for vacation, you're just going to work without something to keep you entertained.
Why?
My God, the travesty. What a crime. You're doing it to yourself. Yeah. You are booing yourself.
You're booing yourself. Although there's something to be said for just looking around, you're noticing things.
I do that. Right? This isn't a thing. I do that.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't want to be someone that is staring at their phone.
Right.
So do I stare at my phone? I do. But if I remember, I will say to myself, you know what? If someone sees me today, I want them to see me just sitting there.
Yep.
Barebacking, as the kids put it.
The kids don't know about stuff. They must be little kids, right? So they don't know all the stuff that happens, the barebacking and the raw dogging. It's very interesting that they would choose those particular.
Some reports are saying this is a form of return to office rebellion. And by the way, the return to office is thriving. There are more cars on the highway.
Yeah, it does seem to be working out for the offices.
In the 4 and 5 o'clock hour than I've ever seen, even before we went into hiding. And it's crazy.
It does seem.
How many cars are on the road?
It seems heavy.
But I understand plenty of people are probably saying, if I got to go in, I am not doing that traffic.
I'm not doing it at 7 a.m.
My wife used to be like, yeah, I'm at a metering light. I'll be here for an hour. What? What? What do you mean?
That's how long it takes. I could get out of my car and walk laps around it.
So plenty of people, I imagine, are saying, I'll go in early and work out or anything.
Right. Or even start their day early. I'm sure that there's some flexibility still. That was one of the nice things about working from home was that you had, you got all the time from your commute back.
Yep.
And there were ways to be flexible about that with Zoom. You could be in your car going to a doctor's appointment and that part of the day could still be useful.
Right. Anyway, very busy commute. The rebellion is on.
Ah.
Staring into space without entertainment in your hand.
You know what? That's really cutting edge, and I'm glad that the children are teaching us about that.
I like it.
Yeah. It's good.
How about a fast track?
You know I love those. Give it to me right now. Give it to me. Give it to me.
In 150 races, there have been 3 fillies or female horses to win the Kentucky Derby. Regret in 1915.
It's the only one that I know.
You know the horse named Regret from 1915. How old are you?
I'm pretty old. Because I think that Regret was the first filly to win it, right? I just happen to, that's in my head.
Well, you did go to horse college. Is that one of the things you guys study is the great horses in history?
Great horses in history. Shame.
Regret is one of them. Is Silver Bullet. Wait. Hi-Ho Silver. Silver.
Oh.
Is Silver also?
What was Tonto's horse's name? It had a name.
Spirit. No, that's a different horse. Spirit's another whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have Spirit? Did you have a class on Spirit?
No class. I think Spirit came after I was out of
school. Oh, that's too bad. Can you get Tonto's horse's name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually used to know that.
Yeah. I feel like I should know it, you know? Hi-Ho Silver, away!
It was Scout.
Scout!
Scout!
Scout.
Scout. You should have known, Matt. You went to horse college,
maybe I did
for
at one point.
Sake.
Okay, so anyway, I'm sorry.
Genuine Risk in 1980 and Winning Colors in 88.
I wonder if that's why I know about Regret, because it was so long between the first filly winning and the fillies who won in the 80s, and so they probably were talking about it, right?
Here's what I will say to you, and I believe this to just be a matter of the way things are today. Horse racing was much bigger many years ago, so they probably talked about it a lot in day-to-day life. Horse racing was huge. Boxing was huge. Mm-hmm. These are two sports that have just gone away for the most part. Boxing was on your TV.
Every Sunday.
At the highest
or
level.
Whatever, right.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it is no longer
Then for a while, there were always pay-per-view things.
Yeah.
But it does seem like it's...
It's gone UFC.
And
it just has.
It's also gone kind of like celebrity boxing stuff. You know, there's more of that than there is of anything else, I would say. But you're right. UFC is... That's the one that's big right now.
And horse racing was a legitimately big sport. Now, no one watches it off-season at all. And you might... sort of have your eye on the Kentucky Derby to find out who's posing in a hat with a mint julep.
Yes, that's what you do.
Well, the end.
This Kentucky Derby, there's 100% chance of rain. So if you're betting, bet on a mutter.
Bet on the mucker.
Ah.
Not a mutter or mucker or whatever.
No mutter. I think it is a mutter.
Yeah. His mutter was a mutter. Yeah.
Gets all gross out there.
The last time a filly raced was in 2010, and no fillies will take part in tomorrow's Derby.
They want the colts.
King Olaf of Norway competed in the Olympics. But not just because he could, because he was actually really good at sailing. He won a gold medal in the 1928 Olympics in Amsterdam.
Well, I didn't realize Olaf. Amsterdam had ever hosted. Olaf is a great name, and he was the king of where? Switzerland?
Norway.
Norway. Oh, one of those.
King Olaf the Fifth.
How exciting. Was he handsome?
Yes.
So handsome.
Was he? Good looking guy.
And he hot tubs naked, too.
Oh.
True story.
Great. That's what they do in Norway. They're like, it's freezing out. We've got to get into the hot tub. I'm just assuming that's, you know, they've got that kind of accent.
Even though it was a novelty song, Because I Got High by Afro Man was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance in 2002, but lost to Missy Elliott. Your freak on.
That's a solid loss.
You got to lose to Missy E on that one. Yeah, right. There's just no way. Sorry, Afro Man.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
How about, did you watch the Survivor yet?
I did watch Survivor.
Did you like the rapping?
I have to say there were some delightful things that happened on Wednesday night's episode.
Spoiler alert.
No spoilers. The rapping was super fun and very funny. When it happened during the show, that Jeff sort of encouraged.
Right.
Because that guy, Shaheem, he had done like a kind of a fun little rhythmic thing earlier in the season.
He did this. He did the sounds that are, it's funny.
Yes, like, it was so super funny. John and I were cracking up, and then everyone sort of started joining in. But then this other rap that exploded was fried chicken and waffles. Jeff is having so much fun this season.
He is.
Fried chicken and waffles. Say it with me. Fried chicken and waffles.
I was
fried
talking about and the rap from last night. You didn't see it, did you? Or from the last episode?
I did see it. That's the one.
No. The lady.
Oh, at the very end? That was no good. Oh, yes. Yes. I zoned on her. She doesn't do it for me. But the one the way they all did it together was great.
Oh, you weren't it. You're not into her?
I thought that it was fun what she did, and I thought, oh, that's so cool, and they cut it all together and made it a cool like rap video.
I thought it was great, and I really feel like if she'd shown herself
to be so fun and engaged,
she would have done better.
Yeah, she's actually was the star of the episode,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that she was very. Surprisingly charming.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the rap, all the stuff. I went, where was this side of you when, you know, 2 weeks ago when we needed you?
Right.
Because she was really fun. And I thought, I like her.
Yeah.
In other episodes, I've been like, oh boy, she's just going to get herself punted right into the ocean.
Apparently, though, she's pretty annoying around camp. Like you saw some of the stuff that they were like, she's my kryptonite. I just can't. You know, that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, she must be. Tough to be around.
The first book that included photographs was published in 1843.
Oh.
It was about algae.
Really? They were publishing books about algae in 1843?
What?
Seems like, you know, books on efficient chopping of wood would have been more useful. Algae.
A Michigan police state trooper. Oh, boy, I'm out of... Okay, no, well, I'm doing it anyway.
So much time. Yeah.
I'm good.
You're all set.
All right. A Michigan State Police trooper's attempt to return $5,000 in lost cash to its owner were frustrated by the money's owner thinking they were being scammed.
Oh. Like, you're not the police trying to, you're the guy who stole my $5,000 trying to get more out of me.
This trooper found the cash in the middle of Monroe Huber's Road on Friday. So this is, where is this? In Michigan.
All right.
The trooper contacted a nearby bank, which confirmed a customer had just made a withdrawal for the exact same amount. So that's this is that is this person's money.
Yes.
So the trooper goes, I got this. I'm going to get it back to its rightful owner. The trooper tried calling the person who took the money out of the bank and soon discovered there was a problem.
Oh.
The subject must have been listening to our public service announcements on being a victim of fraud and believed he was being scammed and hung up on the trooper several times.
Oh.
Hi, I'm so-and-so trooper. You know, Frank Fuzz.
Wouldn't you think?
I don't know. What are you?
Frank Fuzz.
That's Sergeant Frank Fuzz.
Michigan State Police.
I really should have thought this through before.
I love it. Frank Fuzz. So when Frank Fuzz calls Monroe, Michigan, his name, and says, I've got your $5,000, doesn't the guy, okay, you're scamming me, hangs up on him, doesn't he go check to see if he still has the $5,000 that is in question? Wouldn't you go check at
least? Yeah, I guess you would. You would certainly
what do you mean, get my
piece
five
together.
Grand?
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, just as likely is someone knew you took money out and who knows? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what, you know.
So tell me more.
It appears the subject, after making the withdrawal, put the money in their pants pocket. It somehow fell out.
Mm.
And the police officer had to repeatedly call back and say, I have your money.
I'm not scamming you.
Yeah, but your name's Frank Fuzz. I can't believe
that. Yeah, that seems Sergeant Frank Fuzz, a likely story, if that is your real name.
The person was eventually convinced that the calls were not a scam and did say, yes, I did lose some money. And so it was reunited.
Well, that's good. Feels so good.
Good job,
with
Frank.
his or her dough. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Maddie.
He's what I do show. Know.
Says 415. I got your mutter was a mutter. Seinfeld reference. I didn't know that was a Seinfeld reference, but mutter. Yeah. I liked it. It was cute.
Hello, mutter.
Yeah, Kramer.
Hello, mutter.
It's a Kramer reference.
Oh.
Thank you for getting that.
That's good.
I smell a top 10 TV horse bit coming up in the trash.
Top 10, is in like the dog the movies, dogs. The horse movies. Yeah. You know what? Make that today's game. You know, is it a real horse movie or a fake horse movie?
She hadn't thought of it yet. Thanks for letting her know.
Yeah. It's good.
Hi. All right.
The game I wrote today is about something else. You'll like it.
The Lone Ranger's horse was named Silver. We had
that one. Silver?
Come on,
Silver
Kathy.
Was the one that we knew. It was Tonto's horse that we didn't know.
The Mr. Ed class must have been super interesting. The dude could talk, for God's sakes.
I mean, of all the horses, he was the only one. A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
But nobody can talk to a horse, of course.
510
the
says...
The amazing Mr. Ed, or whatever his name was.
Barebacking and raw dogging were a lot more fun when I was a kid.
I know. It seems super boring now.
Used to be
really exciting and like chancy. All right, we're going to try this. We're going to do it. Now it's just staring blankly into space. It does sound less fun. Good point.
Sarah and John sang us their nitrous song on a secret show a year or two ago. Well, that you're lost. You're suffering from pandemic time loss.
No, you are.
It's been forever since we've done a secret show, so that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
and I don't even remember it.
I remember the nitrous song. I mean, I don't remember it, but I remember singing.
There are two songs.
You wrote two songs to Nitrous Oxide?
Yeah, there are two songs to it. It's when my
you really love it. Have you written two songs to John?
I've written a few songs about John.
Oh, okay, good. Years, yeah. Well, at least make sure there's three.
to outdo the nitrous one? Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's a solid tip. I'll check and do a count.
Okay.
And see.
Go on.
There's two songs. That's all.
No.
There's one for when you're doing the nitrous, and there's one for after as you're gliding back down.
Oh.
They're just funny songs. Listen, I don't want people to think I'm promoting this, so we shouldn't. It's terrible. I haven't done it, and I can honestly say this. I have not done this since before I was 50.
Did you guys?
No, that's actually, there was a Halloween party.
Yeah,
there
sure.
was some. Somebody
did you guys
else
build out an actual nitrous bar, or was there like a? I imagine you.
No special construction accommodations were made.
The nitrous keg didn't get fitted underneath a perfectly
no keg.
Built.
We just use little whippets. Let's not talk about this. I'm pretty sure it's not recommended for use like
anyone.
That. Right. Never do it. You make yourself more. You'd be stupider at the end of it. That's what I heard one time.
Can I read more, or what's our time?
I'm busy doing. We should stop here.
All right.
Okay. Coming up: movies, TV, and action stars.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.